007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Garrett, good afternoon. How are you?
Afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And welcome back from Galway. You had a busy week.
We did, yeah. And a great week as well. And, saw some great films. And
yeah.
Congrats to all those that won Glassland and Patrick's Day. We had a very busy week and a second screening there last Sunday of our own movie.
Brilliant.
And that went well. So we had a ball. Trying to come down afterwards.
I know, exactly. No world premieres this week. It's a tough one.
Terrible.
All right, we are starting with something that's happening with Limerick City of Culture.
Yeah, because they've joined up with Behind the Scenes and they've announced the creation of a unique and exciting scheme that's called Film Limerick. The project is going to present sort of an opportunity for new and emerging filmmakers to have films both produced and funded and have industry support as well. What they're offering is €15,000 towards two productions, and it has to film in Limerick. That's the only stipulation. But they're inviting people to sort of put in submissions for it, and the first screening of the two films will take place in Limerick as part of the Limerick City of Culture Festival, and the successful filmmakers will be encouraged as well to submit their films to festivals both in Ireland and abroad. There's a number of these schemes throughout the country, and I suppose you have a lot of people deciding that they want people to come and film in their county and to build up relationships there. And I suppose the relationships that they're talking about is the Behind the Scenes group who will advise filmmakers and give them an idea of where to start as well. So the closing date for applications there is Monday, the 1st of September.
Very good. Now, the snack box sessions.
Yeah, there's a lot going on really in terms of filmmaking, and this is a networking event for filmmakers by filmmakers. So if there's someone in your family who's, and that's it now, I think today, people can pick up a phone and make a film.
Oh, this is it, yeah.
So you might identify someone in your family and you might be thinking, how can I get them started? And you might be thinking about courses that you might send them on. Well, this, as you say, is a networking event. So it's a great opportunity for them to go along and listen to some of the film's leading decision makers and see what they have to say. Mm-hmm. So whether they're students or people that are already involved. They've got a panel lined up. James Hickey, Chief Executive of the Irish Film Board. Brendan McCall, former Vice President of Buena Vista Ireland. Audrey Shields, Head of Distribution for Element Pictures. And Gar O'Brien, the programmer of the Galway Film Fla. The event is going to take place Monday, the 28th of July at the Sugar Club, and the tickets are €10. So you can get more information on their Facebook page. It's called the Snack Box Sessions.
Very good. That sounds like a great event. And news of a new festival.
A new festival. Yeah, we're going to have plenty in Ireland, but this one is called the Sky Road TV and Film Festival. It's going to take place over 3 days. It's taking place in a beautiful part of the country, Clifton.
Oh, lovely.
In the Station House Theatre from September 5th to the 7th. What it plans to do is to, I suppose, focus on autumn and winter releases, shine a spotlight on the best of Irish film, television, and of course new media as well, which is just as valid to have something really successful on YouTube as it is
exactly
to have it on the big or small screen nowadays. So that's a new festival. It's called the Sky Road TV and Film Festival. Take a look out for
it.
We
wish them
well
with that. So much going on in terms of Irish film. It's great to see, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It really is. Power Rangers.
Yeah, I'm very
one extreme to the other.
Power Rangers. My kids kind of watch it from time to time, and the TV series of them that are on, and there's a lot of people will know them from seeing them on Netflix. They're very bizarre. They're really cheap looking, and they're just a lot of violence in them, a lot of strange things. Anyway, they're talking about relaunching it as a movie.
Okay.
So I have mixed feelings about that. The story follows a group of high school kids who are infused with superpowers that must work together to save the world. It began life in the 1990s and has supported a big fan base worldwide. The X-Men First Class and Thor writers Ashley Miller and Zach Steins have come on board to pen the upcoming film reboot, and it's happening over at Lionsgate, and we'll see what they do.
Okay,
so
we'll keep an eye on that one. Yeah. Now, we are enjoying some balmy weather at the moment. Just the weather for drive-in movies, huh?
Well, have you ever been to a drive-in?
I have, yeah.
You have? Did you like the experience?
I did.
I suppose that's it. It's an experience. And
it feels very American. You know, that's kind of where it all started. And then San Francisco, I think, was the first time I went to a drive-in and thoroughly enjoyed it. Yeah.
And one of the things that is quite curious, because, you know, we're hearing the debate all the time about, you know, cinema. People need to find new ways to get people into the cinema because of Netflix and because of so much good TV.
So give a new experience.
There was a lot of talk about event cinema, and that's actually doing well throughout the country. You know, where they're showing stuff like the Monty Python show, you can go see it in cinema, or operas and various things like that. So I suppose the drive-in movies is also a way of trying to generate buzz. Mm-hmm. And in this case, you know, you've got older movies that's going to be screening. So this is Underground Cinema, who actually launched this not too long ago, back over the St. Patrick's Day bank holiday weekend in Dunleary. They've decided to take it on the road and to go around the country. So they're going to Cork, Kildare, Limerick, Longford and Dunleary as well. The types of movies that they're showing: Jaws, Back to the Future, Avatar, Titanic, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Evil Dead, The Godfather, Star Trek, Terminator. That gives you quite a selection. Yeah, so I think, you know, it's event cinema. People are going to say, you know what, let's go see Terminator in a drive-in theatre. So
We've never done that before.
And these are going to pop up everywhere. So take a look out for them.
It's because pretty much nationwide there.
Yeah, they sold out before. And people, you know, it's going to be a good fun night out for people. So that's Underground Cinema doing their drive-in movies.
Very good. What can we check out trailer-wise online this week?
Ryan Reynolds stars in a new movie. I think it comes out in the States in late August. It's a movie called Captive. And I think we're going to see a number of movies like this. Gone Girl, of course, that's coming as well. It's going to be quite similar.
It'll be big. This
is set 8 years after the disappearance of Cassandra. That's his daughter in the movie. And there's some disturbing indications indicate that she's still alive. And so an investigation starts, but obviously he's suspected and so on and so on. It looks, you know, for any parent out there who looks at a trailer like this, thinks, oh my God, sort of straight away. Scott Speedman and Rosario Dawson also starring in the movie's called Captive.
Interesting.
Take a look at it. Yeah, you'll see it, the trailer there.
Very good. New movies in our cinemas this weekend. I'm sorry I didn't get to Dawn of the Planet of the Apes during the week. I just couldn't get to it, but I am dying to see it, I have to say.
Yeah, it's getting good heat, as they say. And I was totally shocked by Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
As was I. It was superb.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Didn't think it'd be my kind of movie.
I never liked the originals. Nope. It never really did much for me. I went to see that and I was kind of just stuck there for the 2 hours.
It
was great. So I think, you know, this one, I haven't seen it either, but it's starting to get the same type of attention. It's doing very well at the box office. Andy Serkis plays Caesar in it. So he's a great man for the motion capture and does it well. But it's about a group of scientists in San Francisco struggling to stay alive in the aftermath of the plague that is wiping out humanity, while Caesar tries to maintain dominance over his community of intelligent apes. Here's a small clip.
Apes do not want war, but will fight if we must. Ape home. Human soul. Do not come back.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to get to that this weekend. And as I was tweeting during the week, I did get a hold of the soundtrack, fantastic soundtrack by Michael Giacchino, and we'll be playing it very shortly. That's the biggie, really, Gareth, isn't
it?
That is, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Watch the box office go ka-ching with that one, I think. Finding Vivian Mayer is a documentary. This is about her photographs and films and the odd collection and personal accounts. So that'll be on limited release. Grand Central is a movie about an unskilled young man who actually lands a job in a decontamination subcontractor at a nuclear power plant, and the relationships that he forms from there and the risks that he faces every day working. I Am Divine, another documentary. This is about a drag icon. And and then something completely different is a movie for kids. It's Pudsey the Dog, the movie. It's a sort of heartwarming.
This is the Pudsey who won Britain's Got Talent, right?
That's right. Yes. That's right. So, you know, this is how movies are being made nowadays. Another documentary documentary actually caught my attention. Mike Myers making his
directorial debut. Yeah, this looks very good.
Yeah, The Legend of Shep Gordon, a man who basically kind of held him for ransom when he was trying to get the rights for the Alice Cooper song that he was going to use in Wayne's World. They became friends, and 22 years later, we have the story of Gordon's legendary life in the fast lane, really, as Mike Myers points the camera at him to see what sort of a capitalist, pioneer, showman he is. And as you say, getting a bit of attention. That's Mike Myers in Supermosh, The Legend of Shep Gordon.
That is quite a mix. Don't want the Planet of the Apes to Pudsey to that. That's pretty good.
It is in one swoop.
I tell you. All right, what TV movies should we check out?
Well, Rise of the Planet of the Apes is on tonight on Channel 4 at 9 p.m. So if you've not seen it and wondering what we're talking about, although I suspect...
Or even see it again in you know,
I don't know. I'd be curious to see it on the small screen because it worked really well on the big screen. And it is a big screen movie. But yeah, that's on Channel 4 tonight. But if you want something slightly classic, The Godfather is on tonight on RT2 at 9 p.m. as well. I keep having debates with people about this movie in terms of how good it is. If you've not seen it, watch it. Then you can actually join in the debate. And if you do love it, well, you can catch up
with it. I love it. I'll watch it again anytime. Gareth, thanks a million.
All right, thank you.